Back-to-back, 8-hour shifts is what 42-year-old Julie Tao worked the day before she gave a pregnant woman the wrong medication. Like most states, Wisconsin has no law limiting how long nurses work, and shifts can increase as the number of nurses decrease. Gina Denick-Champion is executive director of the Wisconsin Nurses Association.
What are we going to do about the staffing situations, because we have a shortage, pending shortage coming? You know, what's the best way and the safest way to staff our units?
State records show Tao slept at St. Mary's Hospital before beginning her shift on July 5th, the day of the fatal mistake, when she administered an epidural painkiller intravenously instead of an antibiotic. The Board of Nursing has temporarily suspended Tao's license. Department of Regulation spokesman Larry Martin says the state's investigation indicates it was an isolated incident.
Here is an individual who is a very good nurse that made a very bad mistake. The Department of the Board of Nursing reviewed 13 years worth of annual performance reviews for this individual, and there wasn't a single criticism of her practice or behavior on the birthing unit.
Tao's in court today regarding criminal charges in the death of 16-year-old Jasmine Gant.